Right now, you come by www.watchforthenumber4thehook.com. You'll see we got a hot summer sale going on. So cool off your wallet and come and shop with a black-owned, a black design, and blickety-blickety-black everything with Watch for the Hook. Come by www.watchforthehook.com and check out our latest apparel. We are now going to get you all started on the Watch for the Hook Business and Entrepreneur Podcast.
On Wednesdays.
Every Watch for the Hook Wednesdays. It's Michael with
Tatiana.
And she's slurping through her straw. Man, I tell you, boy, she just don't even be trying.
Don't edit that out either.
I really can't. I don't think I have the tools or the capacity to do either one of those. But hey, Ms. Parker, how you doing today?
It's good. What's up?
All right. So today we're going to talk about not taking a break when you see others doing that.
Mm-hmm.
And you might ask, Michael, what do you mean by taking a break? So
hitting the pause button.
That part too. In business, you'll see a lot of times that, or even like in the podcast world, you'll be like, oh, I hadn't seen them do nothing in a while.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah, man, we took a break.
Yep.
Or you'll see a online business, you hadn't seen them post or
right.
run any ads or any type of thing that lets you know they're still in business.
Yep. So you're wondering if you've ever at any point in time had to wonder, where they at? What they doing? What happened? Chances are they took a break.
And a lot of times people take, or businesses take breaks for reasons. Small business owners probably take a break because they're burnt out.
I was just about to say, they're trying to de-stress. You know, we did a whole episode on de-stressing, but I think it needs to be like made perfectly clear that de-stressing doesn't equate to a break, at least not in my eyes.
Yeah, because the one thing about if your version of de-stressing is taking a break, you're going to be even more stressed when you come back.
Because shit, yeah, you're behind at that point. You were already, if you feel like you have to de-stress, the stress usually implicate something negative, you know, not necessarily something bad, but something negative, like maybe sales weren't going how you wanted them to go, downloads weren't going how you wanted them to go, which is up, production wasn't happening as fast as you wanted, you haven't been able to get orders out the door as quickly as you wanted, your designer is slow, or you got a roadblock on the ideas, you know, that you're trying to set forth, you know, upcoming. So you need to de-stress, right?
Sound like they got hit with some hooks.
Yeah, but then they'll be like, I'm stressed out. I need to de-stress. I'm going to take a break. Well, you already leaving out being left behind. But you're going to come back even further behind.
And that is hard for people to sometimes realize, because you can be like, man, I'm putting it all in. I'm grinding. I'm working hard. I'm getting very little in return. Mm-hmm. So what do I do now? I'm tired.
I'm taking a break.
I'm going to take a break. And the crazy thing is, most of the people that will tell you why they went out of business or why they stopped doing something they were doing, because they took a break.
Yep.
And never came back from it.
Lost their momentum.
They was like the great Bernie Mac. When we break, we break. They break all the way through to the end. They done.
And they broke.
Yeah, exactly. And a lot of those things Ms. Parker talked about. We talked about those hooks. Like I said, not getting the downloads you need, not getting that interest, not getting that quote unquote applause uh-huh. from the background. Being a business owner is what we talked about a lot of times. You have to be damn near sometimes a little bit crazy, but you're also going to have an ego with it.
Yes.
And we've talked about in certain episodes, check your ego at the door, because your ego will have you taking a break.
Yep.
Because you like, man, I should be better than this.
Yep. Inflated, deflated, whatever.
They don't know what they missing.
Yep, that's right.
They miss me when I'm gone. Some people were like, we never knew you was there.
Oh, you was here.
And I mean,
now honestly, you mad.
Yeah, and honestly, I can tell you, we can fall into that category very easily.
Yeah.
Because you don't though. You know, some people be like, oh man, you know, man, I forgot y'all had the podcast. So like, no, man, hey, all you gotta do, download it on your favorite platform.
Yeah, whatever platform it is you like.
You can locate us on Apple. You can locate us on Spotify, YouTube, and those channels. You know, hell, come through Facebook. Hell, me and Ms. Park got a few posting down there. Catch us on there.
We usually are always somewhere.
Yeah, hell, that doesn't mean, LinkedIn.
Yeah, that doesn't even, that doesn't mean every day. That doesn't mean all day. That means if you were to draw a line, you would connect the dots for us, of us, about us, between any of them 100,000 platforms you got out there.
And you know why you can find us there? Because we didn't take a break.
Nope.
Not since 2019.
Nope.
Ain't been no breaks.
Nah.
No days off.
Nope, nope. Literally.
I mean, Ms. Parker, and the crazy thing, we had this discussion a little while ago, so we're going to go a little behind the scenes with y'all. Ms. Parker was like, man, why we ain't been on vacation in a hot minute? Been a few years.
It really has.
And I explained to her, we did this, we did that, yep. we did that. And she was like, yeah. Okay, never mind. I ain't got to ask that question out loud again, because obviously I know why we ain't been on vacation. And a lot of it deals with just life, you know.
Yeah.
We're pressing the issues on a lot of things, from our family to our finances to business to personal, you know. So, I mean, for us, the foot is on the gas.
Yeah, in particular, like with the kids, trying to make sure that they not only keep going, but in some cases, with some situations, hell, I got to get you to start.
Yeah, and they don't get to take their foot off the gas.
Nope. And honestly, pressing the issue of don't stop, you know, don't take a break.
Yeah, we do that with our children. We tell them, there's somebody out there outworking you.
Uh-huh.
Right now, there's somebody that wants to kick your ass.
Uh-huh.
We take the same type of philosophy with our business.
Yep.
There's somebody out there that don't want to see you doing good.
Yep, they don't want to see you post again, because when they see you post again, they know you ain't gone yet.
Yeah, and there's some people that started businesses that didn't flourish, and they're like, man, that's messed up. They still doing what they doing.
Yeah.
Or there are people that have started podcasts that didn't get the result they were looking for.
Didn't get past the first one or two episodes.
Yeah. And we keep it going because we showing y'all consistency is the hardest and most productive way to not take a break.
Which helps us, you know, reap the benefits. We see the patterns. We see the trends.
We
see it all. That's part of that not taking a break, that no days off. But I just really want to make sure I clear up something. Not taking a break, no days off, does not mean that you're sitting in front of your computer or your phone every day, all day, doing all of this stuff every day, all day. No, that just simply means you need to make sure you give it some attention at some point in time during the day. If that ain't doing nothing but checking emails and responding back to customer inquiries, or responding back to some comments that were made on a post that you made, or, you know, making sure the topics aligns for the podcast so that when we push them out, it's good. You know, it's stuff like that. It could have been Saturday. We didn't touch anything other than going through topics for the podcast and determining.